Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, a show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, hey, I lost to Will Friday night here in Zendikar pre-release co-host, Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you, sir?
Gotta take them where you can get them, man.
I gotta take them where I can get them, man. They don't happen often, so I gotta pat myself on the back. I gotta break my arms. It's just how things work. Yes, before we begin the show tonight, I want to remind everyone that this episode and every episode of the Plains Talkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge, hopefully someday whenever COVID gets the hell out of this country, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere and for new and experienced gamers alike. They have locations in both Catskill, New York, and now on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Galleria in Poughkeepsie, New York. Kerwin's Game Store is the best place in gaming. Now, they have a great website. We got to check it out. You get a free promo code there. Go to kgsonline.com. That's Kite Go Samuel Online.com. And you get 5% off any order there when you use the promo code PlainsTalkers2020 at checkout. We also want to take this second to recognize our Planeswalker level patrons. Matt, Johnny, Bell, Anthony, Steve, Ian, Walter, George, Josh, Jonathan, Dave, Zach, and Brian. Welcome, really, guys. Thank you so much for coming alongside the show. They help us out in so many ways. It's been a real great thing. We're going to be doing our call with them, I think, the first weekend in October. I'm looking at October 3rd. So I'm going to put that into the Planeswalker chat, and they were cool with it. I got to get with you, Aramis, find out, but it'd probably be that Saturday night on the 3rd. We'll do an hour-long Zoom call. So if you want to get in on that, if you want to have a say in how the show is going and what we're doing for our patrons and our listeners, well, go find out more at patreon.com/planestalkers. But we're an untap. And so I must untap. And so tonight I am drinking a Dogfish Head 90-minute Imperial IPA.
That's a lot of words for beer.
Yes. What it means is that it's 90-minute hops. And it's very, very tasty and very, very 9.6% alcohol.
That's going to be one of those episodes, isn't it?
All right. Buckle in, boys and girls.
9%er, that is very smooth and very tasty.
Dirty pipes.
So, Aramis, how the hell are you, man? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. You know, just hung out with the family, got some things done.
It's a little hoppy. Although my wife just took a sip, so.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so, we did just the usual stuff over the weekend, stuff around the house. I don't know if people didn't catch it today, this morning, or if people were at work or whatever, but I actually streamed today.
Yay! And you're in front of my soundboard, cat. Hold on. I found the button.
There it is. I was able to get a nice long 5-hour stream in. Bunch of drafts in. Was able to sort of really play the Zendikar Rising Limited format for a little bit. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that in State of Standard, because that's important. Friday night we had a really great time. If in case you missed it, it is on our channels. Aramis and I went ahead and did a pre-release event with each other, which pissed off Steve because, we told everybody, hey, we're going to go live around 8 o'clock. And then, nothing happened. They didn't show up. And then we're getting ready for bed. I mean, because we're old guys. And even if it's Friday night at 10 o'clock, we're like, yeah, and they're like, yo, man, we're ready to go. We're like, yeah, yo.
Yeah, yo, you're 2 hours late, unfortunately.
Midnight pre-release was like 8 sets ago, so we don't need to do that anymore, and we're not going to.
Catch up on the next one.
Yeah. So, we still have you. I don't know if you've torn your cards apart yet. We do have a second pre-release kit.
My second one's good to go. I just got to add lands.
I haven't even looked at what deck I could build out of it, but I did look at it and went, oh, God, I got nothing. I don't know what the hell I'll build. I think you're going to redeem yourself, because who won last week? Who was it that won that last week?
Well, you won.
Won a lot. Yeah.
I drew two
lands. Well, get land screwed twice. Yeah, so
I got stuck on two lands twice. And also my card pool wasn't fantastic.
Yeah, but I was able to like we said during, you know, during the prime up to pre-release, like I managed to find the team deck. I was like, okay, this works. Yeah. Team, you know, and in limited team will be, or party, I shouldn't say team. Party is going to be a thing in limited. It should be. Or unless you can find a way to mill.
Actually, one of the decks I played today was a mill deck. I milled.
I watched you play your mill deck a little
bit.
Oh, God,
it was disgusting.
It was a little bit wrong. I mean, one guy had you on the ropes, one. You went, what'd you go, 1-2 at one point?
To my first two decks went 1-3.
Yeah, but you went 1-2.
Oh, the second mill deck went 1-2. That one was a little less mill, a little more just like sort of Dimir controllish type of thing with like a mill element to it. But
came back though.
Yeah,
I saw you start winning.
Yeah, it was really nice. And Nighthawk Scavenger is scary as a 7/3.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like we really also, Wendy and I just kind of hung out at the house. We did go and hang out with some friends Saturday night, which was nice. And we had probably our last fire of the season because, damn, it was cold. You know, and Wendy introduced them to the wonderful world of mead.
Yum.
So mead is a thing, and it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So
now, was it honey mead or was it something else?
It was kind of a honey mead, I do believe. Okay. So she's you know, my wife likes introducing, otherwise known as corrupting people, with alcohol. So that's a good thing. That's kind of what happens. So
wow. Thank you.
She's saying thank you. So, you know, so, well, let's go into upkeep here and let you guys know what's coming in the show tonight. So tonight we've got quite a bit for you. We do want to go into what we normally do is State of Standard and Main One. And we're going to go through a lot of what's going on. It's going to be the bulk of our show is kind of talking about the changes that have happened due to Zendikar Rising. We are seeing a metagame start to form. You know, some of the Zendikar decks we'll go through that are making an impact. Combat, we may discuss the potential banhammers, so you know, and what might be seeing a banhammer before long.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna, if any, then in main two, we're gonna discuss the main state of the game that came out last week. Arena put out their monthly little, you know, little promissory blurb. Email.
Yep.
And then we'll update you guys on the tournament. Hopefully, we'll have a champion. We might have a champion by the end of this show. We're down to our final. Our final four, and one of them's already played. So if the other guys can get their game in, I said, hey, you know, oh, wait. Uh-oh. I think we might have an update.
Oh, really?
Chief Spells, right? Thank you. I love my name. And yes, at Mumbledown. Good luck. Good luck and have fun, friend. Wait, so did somebody win?
I'm not seeing anything. I don't know what channel you're looking in.
I'm looking on our Discord, so.
So am I.
Godox Apprentice, like, I don't know. They'll tell us. So they'll let us know. So yeah, this is good. So we'll have like live updates here. I'd love to see somebody just go in. I told them too. I'm like, listen, if you, the last two are on, just keep going.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing over.
Might as well get it done.
That way they get their box this week. So
hopefully.
Yes. Hopefully. So, other than that though, it's, so we're going to talk about the tournament update. And then that'll be a show. So why don't we go ahead and get ourselves right into
main phase.
All right, the main phase. Well, we've had Zendikar Rising is here.
Rotation
has happened.
Yay, rotation. Wait. Oh, crap. It's just as bad as it was.
Is it?
30% of the meta. That's pretty high for the initial offering.
But all right, let's talk about this though, because all right, it's 30% of the meta according to MTG Goldfish.
Yeah,
and let's be fair though, the meta right now, no matter what happens right now, this is like an asterisk year because there's no paper. We would have had at least one tournament this weekend, whether it would be a limited tournament. You know, usually they do something pre-release, don't they?
Or was it
release weekend?
There were a couple of smaller tournaments over the weekend, and there have been a couple of articles written about the new standard already, and the consensus so far is that Four color Omnath is a absolute juggernaut.
Oh, he's a dick.
It's that, and this deck is just absurd.
It's and there's many different flavors. People, basically, what it is right now is there's no Chernkey yet, but people are trying to break it, and they're doing quite well. I have a version of it. I've been running an arena to some success, and then I find other things like people are dropping Kenrith in.
Yep.
I'm like, ooh.
Are you running Genesis Ultimatum?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Actually, that's your win con. You have to run four of those, and it's a win con. Like, yeah. If I can get Genesis Ultimatum out on the battlefield, I usually win within two turns.
Yeah.
Because I'm dropping an Omnath or something else, and yeah.
Yeah, so I guess Magical Christmas Land, this deck has, you know, just... Obviously, with the Lotus Cobras and the Elysian Caryatids, the Beanstalk Giants.
Well, the one I'm playing does not have Elysian Caryatid.
Hmm.
So... Yeah, I'm playing a weird one. So, all right.
Well, I mean, the one that I'm looking at, basically the Magical Christmas Land is that, you know, you go turn two Lotus Cobra, because why not? And turn three, you're casting Omnath. Turn four, you're playing a Fabled Passage to get your landfall trigger. Sacrificing
twice.
You're sacrificing the Fabled Passage to get another land, to get another landfall trigger. So that's their second trigger off of Omnath. Using the mana off of Omnath to cast Uro. To draw a card, potentially play another land to smack your opponent for four. By the way, you still have a 4/4 on the battlefield. Still have some mana left over. It's so nasty.
It's an interesting question because Omnath in Arena is complex. Omnath in paper? How in the hell are you going to do these triggers? Like, how does anyone keep track of the mana?
Talk to Storm
because
players.
Because the mana is going to go insane.
Talk to Storm players. They do this all the time. So basically what it's going to be is that you're going to have, like, an unsleeved forest, mountain, island, and plain sitting off to the side and a bunch of dice. And when you start going off, the lands are going to go in the front. You're going to start putting dice on things. And you're going to have to know how to track your mana very well because, obviously, you know, unlike Arena... Nothing's going to be there to keep track of it for you. So you're going to have to remember a lot of this stuff. And luckily, in that regard, I guess, because of the pandemic, nobody really is playing paper. If they are playing paper and this deck, you would imagine that they know enough to track what they have because this deck looks crazy.
It does. I'm still amazed. Yeah, this deck, I mean, it's going to be the source of our combat tonight because we've got to talk about it. Everybody's talking about it. It's so overpowering and so overpowered that even a four drop of four different colors, all right? So it's a four flower four drop. The fact that, I mean, it's seeing this much play already.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
I mean, it's so. You know, going into, you know, I don't really like doing it, but going into finance land, 2 days ago, this card was $15. Now it's $40.
Yeah, and this it's only going to go up.
It's taken off. So you have a deck that has a $40 myth, like two $40 mythics, or $40 mythic and almost a $50 mythic, and they want four of each. So, I mean, that's an expensive deck. For it's standard, expensive that's expensive. Deck. $600.
It's already at $700 in paper.
It's crazy. So,
and again, let's note for the record, no good lands to speak of. Shocks are gone.
Yeah, the
everything is tap or one of the dual one of the pathways.
Yeah, pathways and triumphs.
Yeah. So almost everything is tap or, you know, like, or, you know, the one fetch there.
But this deck doesn't care because it has Lotus Cobra.
Yeah.
Doesn't care.
Well, people are playing the Dryad there of I'm seeing decks versions of this with the Dryad in.
Yeah, they don't even care what these lands are. They're tapping for whatever mana they need. So the fact that Omnath is four colors, they're like, whatever.
Yeah,
I'm going to play this on curve probably early. Yeah.
A lot of people are playing Dryad of the Elysian Grove.
Yeah.
So.
Which doesn't surprise
pre-ordered
me.
Pre-ordered Omnath for $9 per. They said I could only get one. I'm sad.
You wonder why. And it was funny because when they previewed this card, I was like, it's good, but it's four colors. I mean, it's going to be kind of hard to cast. Well, I guess I was wrong.
All right, so then the question becomes, is this Oko?
It hits planeswalkers. It doesn't hit creatures. It goes dome. It gives you a bunch of mana. I don't know so much that it's Oko, but
I think it's close.
The fact that it is a creature and it is something that can be fairly easily dealt with. The problem is right now none of the decks are running the cards that actually deal with it. You know, there's not really a lot of black out there for creature kill effects.
Especially if you're dropping it turn three.
If you're dropping it turn three. It has, I don't think it has the ability to take over to the game quite to the level where Oko was. The fact that we're speaking of that card already again is rather telling. But it's extremely powerful. You would think that the four different colors in the card would be a balancing factor, but it really doesn't make a difference. It might as well cost four colorless the way this deck plays. Might as well be an artifact.
It is. But I mean, here's the thing. I've been playing it this weekend. People are playing Evolving Fracking Wilds just for the triggers.
Landfall's
I'm like,
stuff.
You got to be kidding me. Landfall? Evolving Wilds. I don't know the last time I played an Evolving Wilds in a standard meta deck.
Yeah, probably
it's been
never.
A while.
Like, if you were serious about winning, probably never.
I mean, it's just...
I mean, especially...
Wow.
Yeah, because basically you're running... If you run that and Fabled Passage, you're running eight fetches.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? You get the landfall triggers, you get double trigger. I mean, that second land turns into four mana.
It's busted. It is going to be a busted deck. Yeah. I do. I think we'll talk about it in combat, about cards we think that could get the Banhammer. Obviously, you know, spoiler alert, you know, this will be one of the ones we're wondering.
Can I just say that it's before we even get to that part and the rest of this conversation, that it's sad that the set's not even been out for a week and we're already here?
To be quite honest, let's be honest. The set's not out yet.
That's right. The set's not even out because that was a pre-release weekend. This set's not even out, and we're talking about
the set is not out yet, and we're already like, this bastard's got to be banned, man.
And this set's not even as crazy as some of the previous sets.
No. Like, it's just... It's busted. It's busted out loud. It's great. Now, Garuda... All right, it has this Garuda level, too. Don't forget, when Garuda first started, we were all like, holy cow, and it was a huge week zero deck.
Yeah.
And then somebody breaks the code. So somebody's going to break the code.
I don't know if this one, if it's going to be broken like that again. Like, broken isn't solved.
Right.
Because... It's basically piggybacking off the strategy that was already really good before rotation, and that was ramp.
Right.
So you it really
is, it's
weren't...
It's Bant ramp with a little red.
Yeah, it's Bant ramp with a splash of red, and like with Garuda, you really weren't ramping all that much.
Right.
Because it was Dimir. But yeah, this is bad. This is bad that this card is out. And it's
no,
it
no.
Sucks
Garuda was no. You were ramping because Garuda was Simic.
Oh, they were playing with the okay. Oh, I don't remember seeing it in Simic. Maybe it was Soul
because
Tide.
It was because it's no because you could do blue or black.
Yeah, but that's Dimir.
You could do blue or black. It was a blue or black card. You didn't need a black to do it. It was,
that was hybrid.
Hybrid.
Right. Right.
There are all the companions were hybrid. So
and
you
I think
just
too, but I think too also
blue.
that Garuda's effect was a little more narrow.
Oh, Garuda's effect was you were trying to get that thing that did the doubling.
Yeah, you're milling and you're hoping to hit stuff. And this one is just like, I'm just doing the things. All of the things. And by the way, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Like, I'm sitting there looking at this going, and I'm playing this deck, and at one point I got, you know, I got Omnath to trigger, got him up three times, had the stupid Escape to the Wilds,
mm-hmm.
and I had Omnath in there. So I have plenty of mana. So I cast Omnath again.
Yeah.
And play two more lands. And I'm like, at one point, I hit this person for eight.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like 12 mana.
And you also gained eight life. And if there was
I gained eight life. It's like.
And if there was an Uro tucked in there at any point during
well, that's
all
just
of
it.
That.
I had an Uro in the graveyard.
Yeah. So you're gaining like 8, 11, 14 life. And you're really not losing any resources. You're gaining resources.
Yeah. It was almost infinite at that point. I was just like sitting there, and the guy finally scooped. I'm like, I don't blame you.
It's pretty disgusting.
And he was playing mono red aggro, and he had me right on the ropes, and then boom, Omnath, and all right. And I mean, he even tried Embercleave and everything else. It's like, sure.
You're gaining so much life. I mean, Embercleave at that point. That's like the only chance that mono red has is that it needs to hit you before you can get Omnath online for more than one trigger. Which
so it was, it's fun. I'm kind of curious about the Kenrith. I may try to play the Kenrith. I might throw Kenrith in.
Why the hell not? You've got all that mana floating around.
My God,
Kenrith is insane.
So good. Well, Kenrith's going to give you life back. The only thing you can't do is put a creature card from the graveyard onto the battlefield.
Yes, he can. Lotus Cobra.
You're right. Jesus.
You kidding me? Yes, he absolutely can. And then also, if you're playing the Dryad of the Elysian Groves, again, yes, he can, because all your lands are swamps.
Jeez.
It's,
that's great.
This deck, it's absurd. It literally can do almost anything.
It's fun. Have you built one yet?
I haven't played a single game of Standard yet. I wanted to get through some limited stuff first. I like to see the metagame sort of settle a little bit.
Right.
I'm really curious to see what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks.
And I mean, there are other decks out there. Let's kind of pivot. I mean, because again, everybody knew we were going to talk about
this is the four scoop ice cream sundae that everybody loves. It's got all the sprinkles and nuts and stuff on that.
I mean, the other decks that are out there that are sort of new. Okay, yes, mono red aggro. They're building it. It's still
Teamer Adventures is back.
It's being tinkered with. Adventures is there. I've played it 3 or 4 times. Can't hold up to Omnath. Can't. No matter, Brazen Borrower all day if you want. Go to town. You know, Beanstalk Giant, sure, get 3 or 4 1/1s.
They are playing Ugin now.
I'm playing Ugin. That's just it. Go ahead and put your 1/1s out. I'm going to exile for 1. Now your Lovestruck Beast can't do a damn thing. Like, the only thing that hurts is the Bone Crusher Giant. If they've got the Clover out, they're hitting me for, you know, if they've got 3 of them out, they're hitting me for 6.
Well, and then
3 of them, they're hitting me for 8.
Yeah, and then you know, but, with the Fae of Wishes and the Wish Board, they can find their answer. I think that, you know, Teamer Adventures is a good deck.
It is.
Obviously, the Omnath.
And it's tier 1. Yeah. I'll give it tier 1.
The Omnath deck is like tier S right now.
Yeah.
Because it's far and away better than that. And like you said, Mono Red can compete. And if it can get an early enough start, and if it can hit you hard enough, fast enough, Embercleave is a hell of a card.
Right.
So.
And, I mean, Dimir Rogues is a deck, all right? It is, we've talked about it pre-release. Rogues are a deck, because I never even thought of Fracking Rankle.
Yeah, Rankle is a rogue.
Don't get me wrong, I still want to try to put it Grixis Rogue. I do. I kind of want to throw a little red in there and be like, yeah, here, have the Piper there. What's his name?
Oh, the Robber of the Rich?
Yeah. Yeah, just throw him in for fun.
I like that they're playing the Agadeem's Awakening in that deck.
Yeah, me too. That's a really good card. It's really good to play in that deck. That's a fun deck. I mean, Mill is a deck. It's not in this list per se. But
Wind Robber, Guild Enforcer, Soaring Thought Thief, those are 3 mill cards.
I guess Dimir Rogues is kind of a mill deck.
It is absolutely a mill deck.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. So, and I think that's kind of the way that they're angling it.
It's mill and then smack you with Zarasan and steal your best card out of your yard.
Yeah. So
I like it.
I mean, mill is a real threat. Like, people are starting to build 100-card decks again. They're like, I got to do something to hang against rogues.
And where'd I leave my Battle of Wits?
And I want to sit there and go, look, the minute you throw 70 cards in your deck, you're never going to see Dimir Rogues. Like, the match, if you're in best of one, the matchmaker won't put you up against him, and now you've just got a 70 card deck for no reason. You know, it's like, that's the thing I hate about the matchmaker. I'm like, come on, like, what are the odds? You know, like,
I don't know. I try not to read too much into it, because I feel like you just drive yourself crazy.
Right. One of the combos I've been playing around with, nobody's broke the code yet, but it is there. It does exist. Scoot Swarm combo. Have you heard about this deck?
I'm trying to understand what the combo is.
The combo is, it's dealing with Mutate.
Okay.
So Scoot Swarm reads, whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, create a 1-1 green insect creature token.
Right.
If you control six or more lands, create a token that's a copy of Scoot Swarm instead.
Oh, okay. I get it.
And if you mutate Scoot Swarm,
I get it. Yep.
After six, you're making copies of all sorts of crazy stuff.
Right. Okay.
Migratory Greathorn, you're getting it for, you know, every time you drop a land.
Hmm.
It's a deck. I don't know if it's gonna they're gonna hit it yet.
Probably too slow right now because of Omni.
I built a deck, I built a version of it, and I was playing it. I kept running into Omnath, and I was like, wow, this is just no fun.
Yeah, so it's one of those decks where it's like, this is a good combo. Unfortunately, the meta is way too fast for it.
Yeah. I mean, because you can get it off to where you have, you know, 175 creatures out at one point. You've seen the screenshots.
I have not seen the screenshots. Like, I was trying to figure out what people were talking about, and I couldn't find any of the screenshots. But if it's the mutate thing, then okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so it goes crazy. Like Migratory Greathorn, doesn't that drop a land?
It searches for a land, so you get a double trigger.
Yeah. So I mean, it goes sideways quick.
Hmm.
That's a deck that's not in the meta right now, but it is something to watch. Because that's my kind of fun deck, too. I'm like, I want to just see this thing go off once. And I did. I made it go off once. And then I was like, okay, now I'm going to build Omnath.
Yeah. Done with that. I scratched the itch. Let's move on.
Let's go ahead. We're seeing Sultain Midranges back in, which is nice to see Midrange. It'll go away soon.
Well, I mean, looking at how they're... This is sort of... looks like kind of the control deck of the format.
Yeah.
It's got the removal that can actually deal with Omnath. They'd have to play probably they'd have to play, you know, the Hagar Mauling, maybe four of those and up the eliminates. Well, the eliminate wouldn't touch it. Heartless Act would probably do it. Cuz you got Ugin, you got Ashiok. There's control elements that are there, but yeah, it's about the speed, and I think right now the Omnath deck is way too fast.
Well, I mean, Extinction Event would work well, cuz I mean, if you do that, you're getting rid of the Cobra and Omnath at the same time.
Yeah, if you need.
Yeah. So
then you still have to deal with Uro and Kenrith, yeah, and Terror of the Peaks and Beanstalk Giant.
I mean, Beanstalk Giant alone with Fling. Like, yeah, if I'm running Beanstalk Giant, I'm going to run Fling, because why not?
Why not? Yeah. Slap an Embercleave on that.
But yeah, I mean, Sultain Midrange is doing pretty good for itself. There's some more aggro out there. Like, it's the first week. You're going to see aggro.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of nice to see Yorion come back. And there is a Yorion deck out there that's built around Omnath.
Built around Omnath. Omnath and Felidar Retreat, I believe.
Right. But, I mean, that's definitely worthwhile.
Yeah, it's the second best version of the Omnath deck, and it's nowhere near as good as the other Omnath deck, but it's still not bad.
No. Well, I mean, because Omnath requires you to get Omnath quickly. Like, without Omnath out there, or without a Lotus Cobra, turn two, you know, you're very limited. If you have to go to turn four, you know, if you have to hard cast Omnath on turn four, you're a little behind. And I'm saying this as somebody who's played the deck. It's like, if you feel like you're behind.
But it seems like you can catch up awfully quickly.
You can catch up awfully quickly, and that's the beautiful thing of it.
Yeah.
I mean, Uro's busted out loud in this deck. Uro's busted out loud in any deck it plays in. You know, it's something to think about, but... I mean, so I don't know what you guys are enjoying playing. I hope you guys are having fun. I hope you guys are playing some stuff. I mean, Mono Green's kind of hanging around still. You know, Simic Ramp is out there. You know, they're dropping in, you know, Land of War Visionaries and, you know, Elder Gargaroth is just broken anyway. I hate that damn thing.
Yeah, it's not as good as Questing thing.
No.
I'm glad to see that it is seeing play, because remember we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Like, you know, it doesn't do anything when it comes into play, so it's terrible. But it's a good card if you can attack with it.
Right.
Just getting one swing out of it's really good. But now you see that card and you look at Omnath and you're like, one of these things is not like the other.
I mean, Omnath is just stupid. And I mean, you know, why don't we, in fact, you know, we've kind of gone through a little bit of the standard here. So these are the decks kind of making an impact. But let's, you know what, let's get into it. Because, I mean, we kind of talked about it already.
Combat phase.
All right, so we actually have a combat tonight. So it's the question that everybody asks early on, especially in a standard like this, where there's already a prime deck out there. Let's talk about the Banhammer.
I hate that we're back here already.
Oh, my God. It just hurts. It's just beating a dead horse, man. It's... I just... But you gotta... How do you not talk about it right now? I mean, it's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. So, you know, Aramis and I, like... Obviously, something's gonna have a... If things don't change in a week, if the meta shuffles out finally, then we're good. But let's say nothing shuffles out and Omnath, who's sitting at 30% during pre-release,
that's insane.
Let's let that sink in for a second. The set has not released yet, and it's sitting at 30% of the meta. So a 1 in 3 chance of running into this deck. What do we think is going to be banned, if anything?
I don't want to say anything because I'm so tired of ban. I really am. It's just, I want to be able to go through a rotation without something being banned. I want there to be balanced decks that, you know, I want it to be like Modern was a couple of years ago, where you could bring 27 different decks and any one of them had at least a legitimate shot of competing. You know what I mean? I think as powerful as Omnath is, I'm gonna stick to my guns here. I think Uro is a bigger problem overall right now than Omnath. And the reason that I think that is because Omnath can only go in Omnath decks. Uro goes in any deck that plays Simic, which is a lot easier to you know, on baseline to get to. And once you kill Omnath, it generally stays dead. You have to constantly keep re-answering Uro. And the quote-unquote graveyard hate that's out there isn't terribly efficient. I mean, even with Tormod's Crypt floating around, zero-cost artifact that just says, boom, nuke the graveyard, the ramp decks really don't care that much. Obviously, Omnath isn't going to carry. He's using Uro to help, you know, fuel the fire. But would I be surprised if one or both of them was banned? Not necessarily. Do I think Uro should have been banned already? Yes. I think the last time they fired off the bans when they nailed Teferi and everybody else, I think that was their opportunity to take care of Uro before we saw what it's doing right now. It has not, you know, ramp has still existed at the top of the meta after rotation. The only difference is it swapped out black instead of being Sultai or Bant, now it's 4-color, right? And it's playing every color but black, and it can still access black if it wanted to because of Lotus Cobra. So it's like,
here's the thing: I don't think Euro is gonna. If they ban anything, you ban Omnath. I think they're learning. Finally, they are finally learning that to ban a round a card does not fix it. Uro is a good part of that deck. Uro is not the only way that that deck works. That deck will still be tier 1, tier S, whatever the heck you want to call it, tier 0, tier -7. Okay? I mean, that deck is ridiculous. The combination of the Lotus Cobra and 4-color and the Omnath is what makes that deck run. If you don't have Euro, okay. Well, then, I will play something else. I'll play a Beanstalk Giant. I will play any other way to ramp into cards to bring them out. There is 1,000 different ways you can do it.
Well, I think the problem with Uro is it's because it's ramp plus card draw plus life gain plus recursion.
But Omnath is card draw. Omnath
doesn't draw you cards.
No, I'm sorry, not card draw. But Omnath is life gain. Omnath is mana. It's free mana.
Maybe they shouldn't have printed Lotus Cobra, says St. John Wayne.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Lotus Cobra is nuts. I mean, This would have been a better spot to put Birds of Paradise.
I don't think they're going to ban Lotus Cobra, though, anytime soon. I just don't. It's too cool. Look, the landfall mechanic as a whole in this set is ridiculously overpowered. It is. It's going to overpower the meta until the next set. There's no way around it. Landfall is here to stay. Out of all of them, landfall is the biggest thing right now. Mm-hmm. But, and that's just it. Omnath, you leave Omnath in there. Omnath is not going away. You will have to ban it. You're going to have two ban announcements within a matter of a month. They don't want that. Now, if you take Omnath out, okay, well, this deck doesn't work anymore. And Teamer Adventures will start to move towards the top. Teamer Adventures doesn't have Euro. Jameer Rogues will start to move a little bit more towards the top. You're going to see Sultai Midrange come in a little bit.
Yeah, but I think one of the things that might be holding down the ramp and the midrange decks is the fact that they can't abuse Uro and ramp into an Ugin.
Right. And that's just it. Ramping into an Ugin. I don't think they want to get rid of ramp yet. I don't think they're ready because there is enough out there that ramp, you get rid of Omnath and ramp isn't going to be where it was because landfall, granted, I understand that they work very well hand in hand, and I could be wrong about this, but I don't think if you get rid of, you know, Omnath, that ramp is still going to sit at the top. Because I think the Teamer Adventure deck is way too overpowered, like with all the stuff it has going for it.
You could be right.
Don't get me wrong. Ramp is still a big thing. Lotus Cobra is a great card in ramp. It's necessary in ramp.
Yeah.
But...
well, it's one of the best ramp cards ever printed.
Yeah, it really is. Which is like, when we saw... I remember seeing it in previews, and I'm like, really? This is the time you think we need this?
Yeah, because any time you are able to play more than one land per turn, you're generating so much extra mana.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, do they do Omnath and the Cobra?
Do they do Omnath and Uro?
I don't think they're going to hit Uro yet. I don't think because they haven't hit it yet, and they've had more than enough reason over the past year.
They waited until right before the end to ban Teferi.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they're not always the quickest when it comes to what the community.
I still say Teferi didn't need a banning though.
No, I mean,
I still say that. I think there were answers for Teferi. Omnath right now, there's no answer.
Well, that's the problem.
There's no answer.
There are answers. The problem is that none of the decks that can play the answers are good enough to keep up with the value.
Right.
Because you kill Omnath and like, yeah, okay, play another one next turn.
That's probably true. Because I mean, even red aggro is not going to keep up. I mean,
you need a nut
draw.
Get
to turn. Yeah. It's really, yeah, Omnath. I think they got to do something with Omnath.
I wish they didn't have to.
Yeah,
I really wish they didn't have to. I know they toned this set down because this is the first set after, you know, Throne of Eldraine, the year after Throne of Eldraine, where they're like, oh my god, this is too strong. What's going on? All these bans. So they had time to sort of tweak things at the end, right before the set went to print.
And I'm sure they saw this as a commander card. They're like, this will be used in commander. That's why we're printing it. It needs to be used in commander.
And it's going
to
be used in commander. It's going to be a great card in commander.
I'm thinking very seriously about building a commander deck around this card.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think they toned down the set, but I think they missed a couple of cards again, which is,
oh god, Wizards, come on.
You guys make a great game. It's a great product. This is a great set. It's not that Omnath, I don't like that Omnath is a good card. It's not that at all. I'm glad that they're printing good cards. Like I said, I would rather they push the envelope and go too far than the opposite. The problem is that the cards that are pushing past the end of the envelope are like over in the next block. You know what I mean? You go to the scale of 1 to 10 and the really good cards are like 14. Where they should be going to like maybe 11 or 12.
Right. Oh my. Oh. I have to give us a bulletin real quick.
Okay.
And now, breaking news.
We are in our finals. They're playing right now.
Nice.
We have Dylan, who Godox Apprentice, I think is Dylan, because I think he beat our last patron. I think Mark was in it again, which Mark won the first ever tournament, if I'm not mistaken. So, right. But Dylan is playing John in the finals.
Sweet.
So
good luck to both of them.
Very exciting. Yes. Good luck to both of you. Yeah, hold on.
Do you know what decks they're playing?
Put updates in live stream chat channel. I'm just letting them know. So, yes, I forget. You can look up the deck list real quick. I think they have to ban something. I hate to say it. I think they're going to have to ban something.
I agree with you, and I hate that too.
And I hate that they have to do it. I'm willing to give them a bit of leeway in that you're right. A year is a year, and Throne of Eldraine, it took us a few weeks before we realized that, you know, Oko was this bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sure they made some changes, but, you know, obviously, you know, maybe they didn't have enough time. So there is that. So, but I definitely like to see something happen. So, oh, by the way, they're playing, it looks like, Mono Red versus, it looks like, Mono White. Ooh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
All right. All right. So John's got Mono White. Dylan's got Mono Red. So,
and for those of you who hadn't been following
the tournament, have fun, guys.
For those of you who hadn't been following the tournament up to this point, it's a historic artisan tournament. So there's no rares allowed.
Right.
All common and uncommons going back to historic. So very interesting deck selections by our competitors. And it's not a cycling deck in the finals.
No, that's I'm just happy to see that. I'm not gonna lie to you. So, wait, good games. Do we have a champion?
They're
starting. We'll save that for main two.
Yeah.
We got to play.
Well, 12 minutes, but maybe they are done.
Holy cow, that just.
Well, I mean, they're both monocolored aggro decks, so
yeah.
Somebody probably got curb stomped.
Yes. I'm gonna go with mono red on that.
See.
What, you want to put a pack on it?
No. I have to wait for your pack to come to me when they don't ban Jace.
Yes. Well, our pack, you got me a pack Friday, right?
Yeah, I got it right.
Because we'll go pick up we're going to go pick up our boxes Friday.
Yeah,
right?
I'll give it to you on Friday. Hang on.
All right. Yeah. What are you doing? Oh.
I got your.
All right, good. Just don't forget it Friday. We'll do lunch and get our boxes.
See it on the camera.
It's Core 21. Yes.
Core 21. There it is.
So
maybe this is
Teferi. I've got this for
There's
you
a Teferi
too.
On the pack, so you got a Teferi.
There we go.
That's the closest you're ever going to get.
You're an asshole. So is there anything, I mean, here's the thing, and I do think this too. Once that goes away, once Omnath goes away, I'm not so sure Scoot Swarm isn't going to be a deck. Because, again, that's just a busted out loud combo. I love that idea. I want to break that deck. I want to make that deck work.
We'll have to see.
So, yeah, I'm just definitely excited. I think Omnath has to go. I don't think, because I think they may ban Uro with it. They may do like an Omnath Uro thing and be like, ramp is too powerful. We had to get rid of Uro. But we also realized that landfall is busted out loud, and Omnath was really designed to be a commander, and so we're going to ban it in standard. All right, I could see them doing that.
I guess the wild card is going to be the fact that the set, again, hasn't officially released. They're probably not going to put any announcements out there for a couple of weeks at least, because they're going to want the meta to quote-unquote settle, even though it gets solved within a couple of days of pre-release anyway.
Right.
So I think that's the reason why I'm thinking it's going to be more likely to be Uro, because they're not going to ban the face card of their set right after it happened. It took them a little while with Oko.
Yeah, but is Omnath on anything?
Omnath is on booster packs.
Fuck.
It's Omnath.
You're right.
It's Omnath. Right. You know, he's a big character in the lore. People are waiting for him to sprout the fifth arm and go five colors. So, you know. Yeah. I think it's going to be Uro first. I wouldn't be surprised if Omnath was, you know, at some point later on. But
I'd like to think they've learned their lesson, though. Like to think that they're not going to do that and just be like, all right, let's not ban the face of the set, because the set is busted, and do what's right. I don't care if it's on the package. Just do it right. Well, design it better.
Do your gerb.
You have one job, people.
But again, you know, like I said before, I'd rather they push too far and have to correct than release.
So
garbage.
I think time's going to tell about combat, but let's go ahead and get right into, you know.
Main phase.
So main phase. State of the game came out.
Yes.
Last week. So, which is Arena's little. It's their update, their monthly update about what's coming down the pike, what's happening, what are they working on. So, it was kind of some of what we talked about. You know, they talked about Zendikar Rising.
Mm-hmm.
They added in stickers, which is.
I was going to say, if you didn't mention that, I was going to tell you that's the best thing that's ever happened to Arena is stickers. Yay.
Oh, it's so amazing. They still don't let us make our own emotes because I'm sorry. I think I should be allowed to make an emote that says F U. EFF space U. I understand that you might want to put a filter on it. That's fine. Let me write EFF space U. Okay. So somebody says good game, good game, good game, good game, good game, good game. I want to be able to tell them to F you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was kind of an underwhelming state of the game.
It really was.
There really wasn't anything that they added.
Look, I think there were tech issues as well with renewal. There were problems this time.
That is true. That Arena like died on really on pre-release day last Thursday. It was dead. I tried to get on, could not do it. Some people were having some limited success.
Well, people were stupid too. Like they cracked their egg before the rotation. And when they did that, they got all these old cards, like stuff that was rotating. And it's like, you moron. Now I understand it showed up on the screen, but I think I would have enough sense to be like, I'm gonna wait on that. Let's not do that right now. Oh, it's in the chat. Look at that. Dude, wait, I should have told them to put it in the chat because now spoiler alert. let's go to that too. We do talk about that. We do say we're going to talk about this main
topic. And now, breaking news.
So we have breaking news here. As we said earlier, we were in our final two of the Winnabox tournament, a historic artisan Winnabox tournament. And after, 4 weeks of play here? 3 weeks?
Something like that, yeah, 3-4 weeks.
We have a champion. And he's put it in the chat, so if you're watching online, John J. Groh, he won it 2-0.
Congratulations, sir.
White against red. It's hard to beat the life gain. It really is. Did he even have? Let me check his deck.
Get to the deck.
I got to the deck. There, it's in sheets, not docs.
Hmm.
You have to go to sheets.
Yeah.
But let me check here. Did he have? I'm just wondering if. I'm wondering if Dylan had a. He did have Tybalt. Why? I would have mulliganed to Tybalt if I'm playing a white. If I'm playing a white deck, I'm mulliganing to Tybalt.
Yeah,
and that might be why it was 2-0. He's like, yeah, I mulled to 4. Hey, yeah, John, we're all happy cycling did not win. So, John, congratulations, man. That is a feat. I love the fact that we have done this, 3 times now?
Yes.
And we've had 3 different winners. Although, again, Mark gave him a run. So here's what I need from you, man, and I'll get with you in Discord. Send me a private message in Discord or send us an email. I need your mailing address, and then I'm going to send it off to our sponsor. This whole thing was sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store.
Yep.
So they're going to be the ones to send you your box. If I get them the information right away, hopefully they'll mail it out Friday.
Yeah, because
so,
they got their allotment of draft boosters. I don't know if they set aside everything for that, but I imagine they did.
They set aside ours, right?
Well, I mean, the stores are only getting up to 50% of their initial order. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening again with their product shortages. They said there's going to be shortages of this and that and the other, and it's like.
Well, I got my collector booster. I got it local because I just, you know, I didn't want to like take the chance. So,
mm-hmm.
and, but Yeah, I mean, I've got, what, 2 boxes of Kerwins, so...
They better have my boxes on Friday.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I understand, you know, pandemic has thrown supply chain out the window and everything's all screwed up, but it's been 6 months.
Yeah. No, I get it. That's actually why it's screwed up. It's that it's been 6 months. They managed to put a set out during the pandemic without a problem. It wasn't until Jumpstart, which wasn't finished yet. Like, no, that makes absolute sense to me. I understand that. You know what? If the set, you know, Kaldheim, now if they have problems there, now we have something to talk about.
Maybe, but, you know, they put these things to print 6 months in advance.
Yeah.
So you've had 6 months.
Exactly, so 6 months ago.
But that means you still have six months to fix any supply chain issues.
Dude, they probably couldn't print them because they sent everybody home.
Yeah,
like, think about it. You still need somebody to run the machines, man. And
they have machines in Japan, Belgium, there's and the a guy United who, States.
And Japan was worse. China and Japan are worse than we were for a while, dude. I got, you know what? I will PP all over the Wizards of the Coast 1,000 times a day. But this one I'm going to give them. It's a pandemic. I can be a little understanding. As long as I get my stuff.
Yeah. Hey, yours is getting like everybody, like you're the next person in the line, person in front of you gets the last one.
Like, I know, oh, that's yours, what's going to happen too. And, yours and was that the person one. Will be you. Oh, you better believe, dude, when we get there Friday, I'm going first.
I'm actually going to go there first and then meet you there. I live closer to you, don't remember. Don't forget about that. I live closer to the store.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're excited. This weekend, we're probably going to have, I mean, we're both getting collector boosters. So boxes. So I imagine we're both going to crack those.
Yeah.
We'll probably stream on that. And both of us are getting set boosters. I almost want to do a stream on that because that's an interesting experience.
Yep.
So, you know, be watching our streams for that stuff. But let's get back to main two here. And again, John, salute, man. Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations.
I'm very excited for you, man. So during the state of the game, they talked about the stickers, which was whatever.
Pointless.
You know, they go into the mechanics a little bit. We don't necessarily need to know how all that works. And then they kind of talk about the event schedule.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know.
I liked the roadmap that they put out, the developer roadmap.
Yeah, that part, that's what I'm trying to get to. And they talked about rotation and all that. But and then the renewal mastery stuff and the mastery. Here's the thing. I think I'm not going to buy the Mastery Pass. I'm going to put that out. I don't think there's value in it anymore. I think there was value in it earlier, and over time, they've eroded it a little by little by little.
They have. They've
to the point where I'm not because I am not playing Arena every day. I'm playing Minecraft, or I'm talking to my kids, or I'm sleeping, or, you know, going to this thing I have called a job. Like, I'm not playing it every day, especially if the standard sucks. Historic's fun, but even Historic's kind of getting figured out. Like, yeah, I'm just not. So the Mastery Pass is not worth it to me. And it's not like they were doing the events like they promised where you could kind of the last weekend. There wasn't a big event this last weekend to give us Mastery stuff where it's like double XP or anything like that. They're like, yeah, screw off, you know?
Right.
I'm not a big fan. But yeah, then they talk about the roadmap. And the roadmap I'm kind of jonesed for. They talk about rotation and renewal and all that. That already came out. But then they're talking about the first thing that's in development. The first thing that's coming. Kaladesh Remastered. God Pharaoh's Gift deck is coming, baby.
Yeah. They had better put Refurbish in there. That's all I'm saying.
Refurbish and the Angel of Invention. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Well, all I need is Refurbish and Angel of Invention.
There were some other cards in Kaladesh that were crucial to that deck, though, too.
They're already there.
No, but there was one. There were ones in Kaladesh.
Right. What? Oh, the wizard there.
Yeah, the Miller. I forget what he was called. Yeah. Arbiter of something.
Yeah. So, yeah. I hope so. I think they will because they want the God Pharaoh deck. Why wouldn't you want the God Pharaoh deck?
Well, they have the God Pharaoh's the Gate to the Afterlife and God Pharaoh's Gift. So they might be like, oh, that's the version you can play. No, that's not the version I want to play. I want to cheat this thing out on turn 4.
Nobody wants to play that version.
I want to cheat it out and start firing off my 4/4s as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Making them 6, yeah, yeah. So, and they did go through mobile, Mobile is on its way. I think it'll be out probably by Christmas, is what I'm imagining.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, yes, it's generally means the next game update. Oh, that's for coming soon. In development right. is a little bit longer. Da 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 da. I mean, yeah, I would say end of the year would be one of those. If not end of the year, then by the next set.
Right. Maybe like, with the next set.
Yeah, with call time release, they might have it right.
Well, because they advertised it on ZR, though, I think they you gotta bring it out before then. You can't do another, you know, you can't do the Kaldheim special, mm-hmm. Twitch special that they do, and be like, no, look, seriously, it's mobile.
Well, they've already done that in the past. Do you remember back in, what was it, Guilds of Ravnica? Mm-hmm. They had the little ad cards that we love to tear up. They had something called Magic the Gathering Portal. They said, oh, coming soon.
It never happened. No, they have a companion, though.
They have something completely different.
And the companion is actually a pretty good
companion's app. Pretty good.
I'm going to give them a little bit of credit for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, companion was pretty good, but Portal was supposed to kind of be companion.
I want to find out how to use that, because we may try to use that next time for our next win-a-box.
It's fairly intuitive, I believe.
How do we become, like, do we have to be a store to run it, is I guess what I'm saying.
Probably.
If we do, then I may be like, hey, Kerwins, give me access.
But they also have, like, time limit stuff set up, yeah. So it would be hard. You're probably better off keeping it the way that we have it.
Right. It's just such a pain in the neck to put together.
It is, but
so,
it's...
So then they talk about, let's get back to it, because we're getting a little out of time. They do talk about in concept. Now, they moved Historic Anthology out a bit. I think that's because they realized that where the money is, and the money's in the remastered. And since Kaladesh is in your arena code anyway, there's absolutely no reason not to put Kaladesh remastered out there. It's exciting. Yeah.
And they said that should be out by the end of the year.
Yes. So I'm all for that. And then Historic Anthology is going to be out for, you know, like sometime first Q1 of 21.
Probably. Yeah.
And then they kind of talk about, too, and they said, too, they're like, Kaladesh gets us one step closer to Pioneer. That's true. And you should. You know, and then they're talking about Pioneer Masters, and that's going to be coming out, you know, sometime early 2021.
I just wish that they were able to, like, you know, they do the Pioneer Masters, Kaladesh Remastered, all that stuff. They throw that out there, and then later on, they run updates to put the cards that were excluded to sort of slot those in somewhere. Just say, hey, they're here. We're going to throw four
so
of every copy
in your set.
Because, like, it's not like the cards are worth anything, and especially if they're commons and uncommons, we're going to say, hey, we're giving you two of each.
Right.
Or whatever. You know, just because. Because it's like, this might be a common that gets slotted into a deck that's actually played in Pioneer, but it's not in the remastered set for whatever stupid reason. Or maybe it's a card that's good in, if they decide to go with Commander in Arena, which I guess wouldn't work because they only do two player, but still.
Yeah, well, you know how that is. So
yeah.
So you can find that at magic.wizards.com. They have the article there to talk about stuff. This month was kind of...
bare bones. all this stuff was about rotation and Zendikar Rising, which is right. Fine. That's no big deal.
Which, I mean, again, I'm excited for rotation. I'm tired of Arena making me pay for goddamn lands.
I just use the... I'm good. I use the Constellation. I'm fine.
Yeah, I actually... And you know what? That's something Arena needs. Arena needs to have a way that I could say, I want these to be my default land.
I thought they did. They don't?
No, it's they always don't. The latest lands you get. So if you start to build a new deck, it builds with them, and then you can go and change it.
God, that's what...
I want to be able to, like, say, this is the land I want to use.
Because yeah, they do that with sleeves.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think that might be a show. I don't know about you, Aramis. What do you think?
I think, you know, I want stickers.
Heads up.
Did you say I want stickers?
Yay, stickers.
Oh, yes, because we're 7-year-old girls.
But the one has hearts and stuff. He's so cute.
One moment, please. I'm making a mess. My wife is trying to eat salt.
Thank you.
Wendy.
Love you.
Stickers. Stickers are fun.
stickers.
Ticker.
Salt. My wife has a venous insufficiency. She can't have salt. Her leg literally explodes. Anyway, moving on. Welcome to Now Now. So, Endstep. Welcome to Endstep. Going to edit this out later. Both Aramis and I want to remind you that we do, especially Aramis now, we stream Arena on the Planestalkers podcast channel on Twitch. Look up Planestalkers podcast. You can also follow me on Twitch at Mindcrime73.
Yep, and I streamed today from about 10 to 3. I'm going to be streaming again tomorrow from probably about 10 to 3. And I think the plan is also to try to stream on Thursday from 10 to 3. And I will be at the Planestalkers podcast channel on Twitch. I won't be on my personal channel. If I do ever stream on that, my handle on Twitch is ArmekWRX. So you can look for me there. But like I said, for the most part, I'll be on the Planestalkers podcast channel trying to get some, you know, some eyes on that channel so we can get some steady views, because that's important. Yes. But if Twitter is more your speed to follow the show, you can jump onto Twitter, look us up at PlanestalkerPod.
Yes, and I have a personal Twitter as well. You can look me up at WR Benson. And, I mean, I'm not on it very much. I'm pretty much on to follow my favorite band, Hanson.
Not them again. I thought we talked about this.
I love Hanson.
I thought we talked about this.
Bop, boy. No, but
Nemesis
definitely...
was better than Hanson.
Nemesis was better than Hanson. I keep coming up with lame bands. Do you know how hard it is to come up with a lame band every week? Is this a twofer? Did I use Hanson before?
You used Hanson before.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I gotta come up with a better one next week. Send me bands you think I should become a fan of. Anyway, you can
the
follow
worst
me on Twitter,
bands, the better.
At WR Benson. And no, you can't use Nickelback. But if you want, you could also follow us on Facebook. We're out there. You can go to facebook.com/Planestalker. That's Planestalker without an S at the end. We took that last S off and gave it to you for savings. And our Discord, you can go there. It's awesome. There are tons of people in there all the time talking magic and all sorts of stuff. It's also where you can find out about our next Winnabox tournament, which will be Kaldheim. You can go to discord.planestalkerspodcast.com.
I'm going to put myself out there. I've been to a Nickelback concert. They put on a really good show. I like some of their music. But anyway, if you want to email the show, let us know how we're doing.
Nickelback sucks. Just say it. Go on.
Meh. If you want to see how the show's doing, you know, how the show is doing, if you want to give us suggestions on that, if you want to give Benson ideas as to what other horrible bands he can like on Twitter... because we already did Hanson, and thank God that's over with, even though we did it twice. You can send us an email, and we can even, you know, if you want to have a question about how the game is played or a question about the show, suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com.
And I want to remind you guys, I do host another podcast. It deals with the television show DC's Legends of Tomorrow. It's called Legends TV Talk. You can find us on Facebook at Legends TV Talk. We're on hiatus right now. So what we're doing is we're playing Minecraft. It's called Flashcraft. We're building DC universe type stuff in Minecraft. So we already have a Hall of Justice. We're working on the Legion of Doom. I, of course, being, you know, the idiot that I am, I built the X-Mansion because, yeah, I know it's Marvel, but screw you. It's cool.
Nerd.
So, yeah. Oh, total nerd. But I, you know what? I also realized that Nickelback sucks. So...
Where did that ever come from? That's the topic for another show. Where did that come from?
What, Nickelback sucks?
Yeah, it just sort of came out of nowhere.
Every one of their radio hits sounds exactly like every one of their radio hits. It's literally Dave Matthews syndrome. And now I understand they make music that doesn't sound like that, but all they ever released were songs with the same three chords in the same damn rhythm. And any musician will tell you this is boring as hell and it's derivative of your own stuff, which is even worse. So, no. Nickelback sucks. So, Jess, check out Legends TV Talk. But on that note... I pushed the wrong button. We want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight and listening to the show. We had a great time. We will be back next Monday night. Out talking about all the latest stuff in Standard and Historic. We'll also be on Wednesday night for Commander Craft. Hopefully I won last week. That's right. So hopefully I get to fight back my, you know, redo my championship.
You won one and I won one.
Yes, Aramis has to stop. We will also be probably streaming this weekend with box openings, and we may even do another pre-release. So for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson saying again, thank you very much for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. We really love having you guys here. Find our website, check our Patreon and all that stuff. But for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson reminding you to remember to save some of your mana untapped because you never know when you'll need it. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.